From your polling, how big of an issue is affordability among Marylanders?
It is, by and large, very clearly the biggest issue among Marylanders. We know that for several different reasons, but I think the most important reason is that when you ask Marylanders an open-ended question, what they think is the most important issue facing Maryland residents today, cost of living, affordability, or prices, a third of Marylanders off the top of their heads pick that as the biggest issue facing the state. And another 15% say taxes, spending, or state budget. And obviously, all of those things sort of work together.
And add to it, energy and utility costs, which showed up in the poll as well.
Absolutely. So not just people saying, like, you know, general things like cost of living or affordability. 6% of individuals, again, open-ended question, identified specifically energy or utility costs. So you can definitely think that as its own category. But then when you wrap it in together with sort of cost of living, affordability, and other broader economic questions about, you know, taxes, spending, or state budget, more, you know, you're about a majority of Marylanders are saying this is the biggest issue facing the state.
You asked people about what's affordable, what's become more affordable, less affordable than in the last year. It seems like everything has become less affordable.
Yes. So we asked people again, less, more, or about the same. 72% of Marylanders say that groceries are less affordable than they were last year. 71% say the same thing about gasoline. About 70% say electricity bills are less affordable. Housing, less affordable at 65%. Entertainment or just recreational activities at 59%. And healthcare, including prescription drugs and medications, 57% of folks say that is less affordable than it was just a year ago.
You asked people an open-ended question about their electric bills. What did they say?
Well, they didn't have a lot of positive things to say. I will say that off the top of my head. So I think it's interesting. Again, we allow people the ability to say exactly how they felt when they got that monthly electricity bill. And what you see is about 35% would just describe to us that it's been going up, or that has really skyrocketed, or it's unaffordable, some just descriptive terms. And then you have other folks, about 13% express outrage or anger. 13% they say something that's like worry, concern, frustration. And about 17% call it manageable. And so that sort of combination of attitudes, you can see the overwhelming sentiment is that people are concerned, they're angry, they're worried, and they recognize that it's more expensive this year than it was last year.
What about the future? I mean, are people optimistic that things will get better? And if so, when?
No, this is the really tough one, I think, of the entire poll. It doesn't paint a really rosy picture, just across the board. But we also asked folks how worried they were about not just financial issues, but worried they were about, like, sort of regular, everyday things that they're facing. And so the safety of the community, about 30% are very or extremely worried about that. Their physical health, 23%. The well-being of their family, about 30%. Their mental health, 21%. And the quality of their personal relationships, 15%. I think none of those are great. It's not great to have high or any numbers on any of those. Like, walking around being extremely or very worried is not a good thing. But when you ask about the future of the country, 63% of Marylanders are very or extremely worried about the future of the country. Now, I do want to note that there's a huge party difference here. 71% of Democrats think this versus 47% of Republicans. But, you know, almost half among Republicans are also worried about the future of the country. So, again, taken all together, widespread economic anxiety and a lot of worry.
We know tomorrow, Wednesday, UMBC Institute of Politics will issue part two of their poll, which includes the latest approval numbers for Governor Wes Moore. Director Malia Cromer, thanks for joining us on WBAL. We'll talk to you tomorrow.